takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it.
Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up. 3 inches.
Raise 10-0. You can.
Listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
We're searching for a geocache live on the Imaginary Radio Show.
Under the boardwalk.
Yeah, but sometimes they make this hard. You have to hike and you have to like...
Yeah, they don't have drive-through ones. They should.
Is there one in the front yard? I mean, I don't really want to go that far.
Maybe there's one in your backyard. That would rock.
Please like the Imaginary Radio Show page on Facebook.
All right, what are we doing here, Bri?
We are making a mystery tape for the people that find our geocache. Which we're recording a radio show now, the Imaginary Radio Show, and which you could find on where, Bri?
Well, you can find it on iTunes.
The Imaginary Radio Show.
Yep. You can also find it on Podbean.
Podbean, the WAG.
Yep. And you can look us up on Facebook.
Yes, Imaginary Radio Show, or thewagband.com.
There you go.
And so if you find this tape, you have to go to those websites and listen to our Imaginary Radio Show.
Now, in the past, we've done a thing called mystery tape. That's where Brian would go to a flea market and buy a cassette tape or an 8-track tape and see what's on it and, you know, just see, talk about it and discuss it. And sometimes we get some funny stuff. Or sometimes we get a blank tape like we did this time.
So we're going we got a blank tape, so then we're going to make our own mystery tape for the next person that finds it. And call the show.
You have to be a guest, please.
Or email us at...
ImaginaryRadioShow89@gmail.com.
And if they want to call, what's the number?
201-937-9013. That is the call in to the Imaginary Radio Show, which is actually my cell phone number. But that's okay.
Now, we are a four-piece band called The WAG. And listen to our music and see what you think. Let us know what you think. I guess that's it, right?
Okay.
Happy hunting.
Happy hunting. If you find this tape and you actually... didn't have a tape player, but you went and you took the extra effort to get a tape player to play this tape. We congratulate you because you are a true cashier, searcher.
You're a cashier.
You're a cashier.
Cashier of the month.
If so, you'd understand her needs. Nobody ever told you so. Although it's you that should have seen.
go place this bad boy.
All right, hold on. I got to finish my broccoli. Mom. It is May.
I finish my broccoli.
May 11th. Is it the 12th?
It's the 12th. May 12th, 2012.
So if you find this, at least you'll know when we recorded it.
Yes. And again, please visit our website
at
www.thewagband.com, which will direct you to our imaginary radio show, which is listed on iTunes. And you can also find all the archives at podbean.com and then search item The Wag. And you will find, or search item The Imaginary Radio Show. We're actually also available on TalkShoe.
Oh, yes.
Where we have, we're starting to post our things, and we occasionally do live shows. So go to TalkShoe.
S-H-O-E, because that's kind of like a funny word to try to hear.
We have a Komodo dragon at the zoo, and his name is Shu, but it's S-H-U.
Huh.
Imagine a radio show drinking game. Whenever Alicia mentions the zoo, you got to drink.
You're all trash, people.
Also at the zoo,
someone to carry you home tonight.
Yeah, don't listen to the Imagine a Radio Show and drive.
At least we're making this mystery tape a full tape.
Imagine a radio show.
I'm loving being out here.
They don't care anymore, Brian.
What is this thing?
Yeah, but you can cut out all that stuff. Right.
No, we can't. This is analog.
Is it all
right?
You think they're still listening?
No. This thing got thrown back. This thing got thrown on the ground. So we just stepped on it at Deep Cut Gardens.
Maybe a kid finds it and says, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
They might.
Now, you think kids would know what cassettes are, though,
not
right?
Not little ones, no.
Yeah.
I don't think
not
little
even
ones
the little ones?
They know what it is.
Well, don't they get those Fisher-Price tape recorders? Don't they still make them?
Fisher-Price CD players?
Yeah. Yeah. The CD
Fisher-Price
players.
iPods.
Oh, okay. They're up to CDs.
Yeah, I bet you they don't even have Fisher-Price CD players anymore.
Probably not.
Can we go geocaching now, please?
That's
yep.
Cute.
Hi, this is Todd, and you're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
All right, we're rocking the radio show.
Wait for Alicia.
Live in the car on our way to geocaching.
Right, can you move a little bit? I'd like to be able to turn.
I went to the official... Sherry and I went to the official geocaching site. Now, the problem is it gives away some things here, so I don't want you to see, Brian, because I want you to be surprised. But
Then I won't. I'd let all the listeners be surprised, too.
This is something interesting on the... I'll wait till Alicia gets in here.
Need help?
All right. Got it? We have everybody on the radio show. We have Brian.
Yay.
O. Brian M.
The real
Yay. One. We have Chrissy. We have Sherry. And we have Alicia. And we're going geocaching.
We're going geocaching live on the radio.
Yay.
In the
Now, for as I was saying before, Brian, the official site, it gives you the coordinates, right?
Okay.
It gives you, like, sometimes it'll give you a little location, like this one perhaps here, you know, it just says little location here. But it also gives you an encryption.
Oh.
A hint. So there are letters here, like all mixed up letters. It's all mixed up letters. I'll start again.
Yeah, they're taping.
So anyway, it's all mixed up letters. They give
it's
you
like
a little
cryptogram.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. So anyway, I say that we'll give this to somebody in the backseat. They can encrypt the message, the hint, perhaps.
Okay.
Now, who am I giving the paper to for the coordinates? Is that Alicia?
Okay. Alicia gets the coordinates.
No, I get sick.
Are those
too.
Ones I already put in?
Yeah, but there's like four other places we're
going.
Let's go
to the first one that she has plugged in.
All right.
Oh, that one I
Here we go. We're backing out of the driveway.
There's a hidden message that has to be encrypted. And it's basically like a bunch of jumbled letters. Mm-hmm. But then they tell you.
How do you undo it?
It's like the little Orphan Annie decoder pin.
Yeah,
exactly.
Decoding.
Yeah, but see what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to tell the listeners.
Yeah, he's trying to tell.
I see it.
Oh my gosh, sorry. Was it an animal or did you almost hit the truck?
Sorry.
Truck.
All right, we don't have a pen.
Sorry.
Here. I got a pen. Here.
Can you turn on the air?
It's on.
Can you turn on more?
I don't like this radio show on the go.
Why is that, Brian?
Just the annoying backseat people.
You put us back here.
Imaginary radio show on wheels. I like it.
Alright, so anyway, right now, currently, Alicia is trying to unjumble the letters that will provide a hint for us for our first location.
Exactly, and our first location is not very far. Thank God, because I'm sure you're not enjoying this. It's only come, 5 minutes?
5 minutes away.
So if you're
you're listening to this and we get there before 5 minutes, it's because we edited out the boring part.
We're there.
We're there. Awkward silences.
That's good. So, you know, you wonder, like, you can officially create a geocache if you want to. And I guess that would kind of be neat, right?
Yeah.
That would be fun. You post it online.
I wonder if people put, like, you know, cool stuff, or if it's always just little tiny trinkets.
It's just trinkets and stuff.
I think, yes. More the point of finding it.
But, I mean, they got to have something worthwhile there. You know, not monetarily, but just something interesting.
But they'll put, like, a novelty eraser or a little matchbox car.
So we're going to put a mystery tape that we made.
And hopefully it won't melt.
Hopefully it won't melt. And we're going to put an Imagine a Radio Show free CD so we can get more listeners, or some listeners, to this show. And I have a post, New York Post from, what's the date?
1981.
Oh, Thursday, May 21st, 1981. Oh, so this paper's almost having an anniversary. Another 10 days.
Oh, wouldn't it be cool if the person found it the day?
The day.
You're putting that in the thing?
Yes.
Where did you get it?
Superman 2 is just a month away. I don't know. I got it at a flea market.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah, you want to tell us the news, Brian? Because this is the last time we'll get a chance to read that. This just in from 1981.
Ronald Reagan Jr. is 23 and he's riding high. Third hunger strike dies. That's lovely. Crime soars. Murder 26%. Rape up 29%. Robbery up 26%. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose.
All right, okay, we're here
at Tindle Park. Yay, we're geocaching. All right, Leisha's got the coordinates, and then we did the description thing, and the little cheat sheet or clue is rocks and trees are good hiding spots. Of course, we're in the middle of a park.
Okay, look.
So it's not going to be a problem. Where are we?
That's where we want to be. That's us.
Oof.
Into the woods.
The name of this show is The Radio Show Players Get Lyme Disease.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about that gossip.
Yeah, I'm in flip-flops with no socks, open-toe shoes.
And we're just walking under trees.
Give me your ticky-ticky-tickies. Where are you?
I've had 13 tickies. Oh, it was in my head, and my dad cut it out without any anesthesia.
I remember that.
Yeah, I had it in my head, too. At least you had something in your head.
And then I had one in my butt. Which I got at the second time place we're going to go, the second cache.
I had to take a tick off of a Girl Scout like 2 weeks ago. I was just like, and I usually, normally I'm so scared of it, but when you're the adult, I acted so quick, I just grabbed a leaf on the ground, just grabbed her pants and it chucked it.
Oh, so what is it? Like,
it wasn't biting her?
No, it wasn't biting her, it just crawled up
I
her
used
pants.
That as my defense once. Didn't work.
What?
Nothing. I grabbed her pants and I
started checking her for ticks. Your Honor.
It was all in one swift motion. I was quite proud.
Good for you, Sherry.
Yes.
Sherry, the Girl Scout leader.
Yes, I am.
We're almost there.
Yep, we're almost there.
Wow,
hang
this
on.
Is working really good, guys.
It moved.
Uh-oh.
It's on the run.
We passed spinning. Something. We passed something.
It's alive.
I think it's that.
Oh, okay.
There it is. It's gotta be there.
No.
Yeah, I got it.
But that's not where we are.
You found it?
Yep. Rocks and trees.
Wow, that only took like...
Oh, this is quite a cache here.
Official geocache. Wait, I should take a picture.
All right, let's see what's in there.
Hold on. Yeah. What'd you find?
I found a lot of bookmarks.
Push your pen out of your mouth. It's a Commerce, or a TD Bank pen.
Just a lot of bookmarks.
Oh, somebody just found it last
time. If you can find a book, thank a librarian. Another thing I guess you're supposed to write in here. Oh, that's cool. They put little silica gel in here, so if you put things in, it won't the
it,
oxygen.
It'll absorb. Yeah,
listen to this. Welcome to August 2009. Welcome to geocaching. This cache is MPL number 2, places part of the Teen Summer 2009 program of Middletown Public Library. Please log your name, date, a find, and favorite movie. That's right. The library has movies. Thanks, Library Cynthia. I've got answers.
Earl Grey tea.
There's tea in here.
Oh, dude.
All right, we'll take the tea.
Should I call us Team Imaginary Radio Show?
Yes, we're Team Imaginary Radio Show.
What is that little thing? Part of a dollar?
Part of a dollar bill. So we'll take the tea, and we're going to leave.
I said we leave him a radio show CD.
Radio show CD. We'll fit in there, kind of.
Uh-oh. We'll get the next one.
It's not going to fit in anymore if you crush it.
We can put it in here with the...
Yes. Well, no, it won't fit in there.
No, you can put that in here because it's closed.
Yeah, but that goes in there.
You have to lay
that
it on
has
top.
To go in there with the thing.
Should we take the silica gel?
So no.
Disintegrates.
What's our?
It might work.
You know, we could leave it out of the box, Bri.
Okay.
We could put the two of these together underneath the box.
Yeah. We'll find it.
Do you have four things?
Take the tea.
Four different places.
We'll drink the tea.
Are you gonna actually drink it?
Yeah, I'll drink it. And you want to take the geocaching chip?
Don't take everything.
Well, no, I'm just gonna take the tea and the chip. There's a ton of stuff in here. There's little balls. There's a ton of bookmarks. Oh, because a Band-Aid.
You should cut yourself.
You should cut yourself.
We don't need that.
And a sign that says 92309, I am Spider. That's it. And a couple marbles. You don't want the geocaching chip?
Just
a
tea?
Take the chip.
All right,
I'm
going
to write to Spider.
Yeah, Spider, we love you. Listen to the Imaginary Radio Show.
What else do you want me to write? I wrote the website.
Just write take the CDs.
Take the CDs.
Because they don't fit in the box.
They don't fit in the box.
You're messing up my message.
I'm sorry.
I was writing on the newspaper. We pulled it out.
Oh, well, the front page. I get the front page. Okay. There you go.
Can you put that in there?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Spider. I am Wag.
Are you reading them all?
We got me and my friend put a tea bag, took the lighter, and Euro penny.
Oh, you got to write what you put. Okay.
Yeah. So well, the CDs. I wrote that.
They're lighter.
Tell them what we took.
You took the tea bag.
Because we're into tea bagging, and we left the front page of a 1981 New York Post and two of our CDs.
Can you hold that, Chris?
And you also took the chip, right?
Yeah, we took the chip.
I don't have the chip.
Right. I have the chip.
Don't move.
Stuff.
When was the last time someone was here?
Last week.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, so someone will get a CD.
All right, there we go. Right.
Oh, somebody's favorite book. Now, her favorite movie is Twilight, but her favorite book is Les Mis. Awesome.
You can't close it up when we didn't...
Oh, shit.
All right, you got to be done.
We should just rip a page off, took the pad.
Never even knew these words were here.
How quickly we found that. Well, how long did it take? Like
2 minutes?
A minute and 30 seconds?
Yeah, not much.
This is really cool. All right, I won't read everything.
You can't. We gotta get going.
There's three more sites to go to. Where's the next one?
We'll go to Deep Cut.
Deep Cut? That's where I got my tick. On my butt.
Yeah, I was giving him a back rub, and I'm like, sweetie, you have a tick. You have something on your butt. I think it's a tick. He's like, I don't have a tick on my butt. And I was close to the wheel. That's like my issue there.
She ripped it off.
Well, you told me.
Her teeth.
You wish. My teeth.
Close it up good, though, like you had.
It is closed.
Let's hope it doesn't rain.
Actually, I think he means with the, like that.
Trees and rocks are good hiding.
That's not that hidden.
I know. That's the way I saw it. You're supposed to kind of, what do you want to do, bury it?
I just want to, like, a little bit, make it a little bit harder.
Challenging?
Yeah, like, a couple sticks.
Oh, yeah, that'll be there in 2 weeks. All right, let's go. All right, we did it. Yay.
All right. I'm gonna...
Now let's geocache our way back to the car.
Gotta say it again.
No, all right, we're on our way back.
What do you have, Bri?
An Earl Grey.
Tea dispenser.
Oh, that was great.
That was fun.
See that? And you were like, I don't know.
I was not.
Well, in my head you were.
Yeah, well.
We should. Are they all going to use Rubbermaid totes?
Maybe. I don't have the newspaper.
I do.
Okay.
They have to
litter bug.
Yeah.
We left the recorder. Crap. You know, in a way, this is sort of like a Blair Witch Project, though, right?
Yeah, except it's gorgeous and sunny out, and we're like 20
Nobody's putting us in the corner and killing us, and we're leaving WAG CD, so no. It has nothing to do with the Blair Witch
Project. Not made of sticks, either, so...
Just like Gone with the Wind.
That's what it's like. I never saw that.
It's like Lord of the Rings.
Get off the road! Get off the road!
What? Lord of the
Rings. Alright, we're back in the car. Geocache. You can't move the
spot two.
That's fine.
You can't move the geocache because people get mad because like they take this thing seriously.
I know.
Yeah, that would suck to get there and there's no prize at the end. That would be wrong.
All right, we are out of the car, and we're at our second location for geocaching.
The highest point, right?
Again, you are listening to the Imaginary Radio Show live on location. You know, Brian's rushing ahead. I think he wants to find all the geocaches.
Probably.
I found it, Ma. I found it.
Alright, my phone is crapped out on me.
My phone.
Fry, is that you?
What?
You want to be the one to find all the geocaches?
No. Well, look, do you see any moss?
Is this the highest point?
This is, but I don't see moss.
That moss, right
moss
here.
Moss goes on trees.
Oh.
Look down on the moss.
You might get lucky, but see, my phone has decided to stop.
Yeah, we definitely need the phone to work.
In a tree again? Do we need to...
No, they said moss.
Did you bring the shovel?
I do have a shovel.
I don't know if we're actually going to need these shovels any, but you might.
No.
Any.
In a thing.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Yep, that's it.
No, wait, take a picture of that. Put that back in. I can't believe you found that.
Oh, wait. There's a note.
Wait,
there's
put it back.
That's cool.
Yeah, we got to put a picture of how it was.
All right, hang on. Oh,
who found it?
Who do you think?
Oh, Brian?
Yeah. That is cool.
First to find TNT, traveling tribe, critters, something, Cassidy. Oh, Cassidy was at the last one. Something, I can't read. Queen Bee. Team Oster.
Wow.
Something wizard, yeah, I know. NJ Pugs, John Bibbidibbidi.
Well, add your name.
Write our name.
A little coffee something, NJ Pirates, and TFTC. That was at the last one, too.
All right.
So describe that. How you
So there was a penny on top of it?
There's a penny on top of a little...
It's
a penny on top of a little plastic tube, an enclosed tube that had a little rolled up note in it. And it said, look down at the moss, maybe you'll get lucky. And the only thing I saw there was a penny.
So I picked that makes sense for the lucky.
They just glued the penny to the cover of the
thing. Oh, that's pretty neat.
That's a great idea.
You're loving this, aren't you?
I'm having fun.
Yeah, but isn't it a cool thing?
Yeah.
Geocaching is a cool thing. Now, what are we going to do? Because, like...
They don't always leave stuff,
I don't think we can put anything at this location.
No, just sign it. We should sign it.
Mostly their container.
www.thewaygirl.com.
It's nice to have a...
Dude.
Unless...
It's nice to have a different one, though.
Do you want to use the shovel and put the cassette tape next to it?
No,
the cassette tape will fit in one of the
things. You don't want to ruin this little spot.
Yeah. It's perfect. Wow. That would have... We would have been looking around forever.
I know. I'm like... And I saw that when you looked down, I saw a penny of them. I'm like, no. And then it was...
I didn't even see it. I'm
surprised Brian wasn't the one to pick it up.
Yeah.
Good point.
Nothing, Brian. You should have found this first.
What are you trying to say?
You're cheap.
Don't hold back.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
As soon as we walk away, he's going to rip that penny off.
Yeah. You know? We took the penny. Just buried the thing.
Nice.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I don't know what flowers look like.
No, he really doesn't.
I never buy
your fiance any.
Because it's
thank you.
It used to
be me a flower a day.
This has turned not the way you wanted it, right, Brian?
And
he can identify tulips.
I know what a tulip, a rose, and a dandelion look like. After that, I have no idea. It's a flower.
Yeah.
Dandelion's actually a weed.
Weeds are
all right, so now this is one less flower.
Sorry.
No, it's still a flower.
I took away 33% of your flower knowledge.
It's now gone.
It's okay. You know, you just need a little more studying. You know who could help you? Our friend Ken. He's very... He's very knowledgeable.
Really?
Yeah.
And Bill, too.
Ken's middle name is Flower.
What's his last name?
It's not really.
Ken gets a mention on the show. Hi, Ken.
He must love to get picked
up. Hey, Ken.
Up.
But we'll cut out his last name, though, just in case. Ken works for the FBI.
Ken Flower.
That works.
That's his code name.
Da-da-da-da. 008, Ken Flower.
You know, that's not bad, actually.
008, Secret Agent Ken Flower.
Yeah.
Sounds like something on Archer.
If you add an S to it, it sounds more real.
Yeah, Ken
Flowers.
Flowers.
008, Ken Flowers.
And then we can play Chuck's new song.
It sounds very James Bondish.
That's the name of that song.
Ken Flowers.
Ken Flowers.
008, Ken Flowers. Maybe we'll drop the 008, though.
And Ken Flowers.
I like it. I like it.
All right, we'll go with it. See? We can still write songs while we're geocaching the way you're writing.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.